T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
All right, Friday night, it's Miami and North Carolina State. 7:30 kickoff. We'll be on the air at 3:30 in the afternoon. Joining us now for a look at the game, Jason Benetti. Jason will have the call on ESPN, one of the very talented play-by-play men in our business for ESPN, Chicago White Sox. Even did some University of Miami baseball regional work several years ago. Jason Benetti is with us. I don't know if Jason had a Josie milkshake when he was here, but if he ever comes back, I'm going to make sure he does get one. Jason, good evening. How are you?
Joe, I don't know if you remember. I had like 7 milkshakes during that regional. I gained like 22 pounds. It was like a fifth of my body weight I put on again. That was great fun. That was that wild regional when Columbia rose up and forced a final game.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Then Miami went crazy. And Willie Abreu hit one that's still going.
Oh, yeah. And then Zach Collins ended up on the White Sox. And I was like, I saw you in a regional years ago.
That's right. How is Zach doing? He's making some progress, I guess, right?
Yeah. I mean, he ended up in a bad spot this year because they went out and got Yasmani Grandal, who obviously people are very familiar with down there as well. So you get Grandal and McCann, both Gold Glove finalists and previous All-Stars. There just wasn't really a spot. So there's a lot of talk about McCann and whether or not he'll re-sign. So maybe there's a spot for Zach. I mean, he's developed there very well. They like the bat a lot, and it's just a matter of a place. He's a great kid. We love him.
Okay, so you got the game Friday night, Miami-North Carolina State. You have the Friday night games on ESPN. What are you most looking forward to seeing in this game?
I'm looking forward to seeing whether or not Miami's offense can be the version that we saw on that first drive against Virginia for an entire game. And they have been, obviously, at points this year. But, man, I mean, that's two plays to a touchdown. And with Brevin Jordan being back in the lineup, it seems like, based on what Manny Diaz has said about how healthy he is. I mean, the thing about it this year, Joe, is, like, Eddie State's a very tough team. They love to run the football. It'll be very interesting offense, defense-wise there. But then you get to the game, and, like, 6 guys are out. So, for me, the major part of college football this year hasn't necessarily just been like strategy game wise, but it's been which coaches and which teams can handle best the guarantee of adversity to your roster, let alone health concerns.
Yeah, football, this year you have to really adjust. When they talk about football as a game of adjustments, this year is really a game of adjustments.
Yeah, I mean, we had Tulsa a couple weeks ago, and Tulsa was without like 3 of its top defensive players. They ended up winning by 29 against USF. But I mean, look, this was the way in Major League Baseball this year too. With the lack of a minor league season, we saw a lot of guys come up into the majors with much less experience than they would have typically had. A lot of guys had great success, and so, you know, like DJ Uiagalelei, the quarterback for Clemson, like, he played fine. He's not Trevor Lawrence, but it gives guys opportunities. And I think we're living in an age of the most talented athletes who have ever played sports. I mean, whether or not you agree with the way baseball is being played or whatever it is, like, there's a ton of talent. There are a ton of guys who grew up wanting to be athletes and were trained for that very prospect. And, like, the Miami defensive line is a great example of that. You can rotate, it seems like, 10 or 11 guys in and not lose anything. So I think the teams with depth are the really fun ones to watch.
You had Maryland-Minnesota, wild game this past Friday, I believe, right? What did you think of Tua's brother?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, well, first of all, I got like 17 tweets that were like, hey, can you stop talking about it being Tua's brother? So I don't know. You might get some tweets about that, too.
Yeah.
But it's only his, it was his second start. The kid was awesome. And I mentioned this during the telecast. He came on our Zoom call, and he was like, hey, before we get into this, I got a couple questions for Andre Ware. And I love that. I love seeing guys who are such a sponge. I was really impressed by that. But I also, that game was another perfect example of how coaching has changed in 2020 specifically. PJ Fleck knew that he didn't have a kicker who was totally healthy, who was completely reliable because of an injury history. He had had a hernia surgery. And PJ told us that in a typical season, he had it happen with his punter and kicker, who were not their first string guys. In a typical season, they'd have a campus-wide tryout to see who can punt, grab somebody off the soccer team, right? Like, that's happened in the ACC and elsewhere. They can't do that in a COVID-19 era, so you just go with what you got. And he ends up faking a punt last week against Michigan from the 31-yard line in his own territory. So we're seeing some of the strangest stuff we're going to see in college football games simply because of the circumstance.
Well, the University of Miami had their own kicking issues last year and the year before. I think they have solved their kicking issues. And by the way, there are two great kickers in this game. One of the sidebar stories, I guess, there are two very good place kickers in this game.
Yeah, we got kickers in this. I was going to say, when you were talking about kicking issues, I was like, Miami is the last team that has any kicking issues right now. And thankfully, I mean, we've seen like pop-up kicks. We've seen pooch kicks. We've seen squibs just to try to avoid regular kicking situations. But for me, I mean, I've watched De'Ara King play almost two full games now, whether live or watching tape. Talking to Rhett Lashley today, he was so bullish about the preparation and consistency of De'Ara King. And I'd like to say watch him up close, but specifically for our game, we're working from home, so I won't see him in the stadium. But, I mean, this kid, to me, he looks like a pro quarterback already in terms of decision-making and things he's doing. I'm excited to see him as we watch a game unfold.
You mentioned you are working from home for the game. Truth be told, I am working from home right now. I'm in my home office. This has been an interesting time, but calling the games not in the stadium has to be, well, I can tell you from my experience, it is different because we're calling it from a baseball stadium, but you're calling it from home and doing a very good job with it, but it's a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And the other part of it is, Joe, I mean, I always liken it to going to a concert. And, like, I saw Elton John in concert in Vegas a couple years ago. And I always think about it as, well, if Elton John had his piano break in the middle of the concert or, like, a string break, what do you do about it? Do you complain to the audience or do you keep playing or what do you do? And I think the answer for people who really understand audiences is, like, We really have to try to do everything we can to make the experience the best version of that for the audience. It doesn't mean it's great. It doesn't mean that there are good things coming from that. Like, it's more difficult to do our job. But I also think there's some fun and exhilaration in trying to make it as good as possible so people can have a great night watching the game. And I hate when we miss something. And I'd like to say, you know, it's impossible to do even better, but there's always some better you can do. It's just a matter of, like, I want to put on the best show as I can, and Andre feels the same way, and we all do in our industry. But if we all went on Twitter and were like, hey, we're working from in a stadium, it's very difficult, I just don't know that people care as much as we'd like them to care. So I guess what I'm saying is, we're trying to do everything we can to make it the same as it would be otherwise, even though it's difficult.
Yeah, I think we're all very grateful we're calling games. Jason Benetti is our guest, play-by-play voice from ESPN. Somebody asked me, what's it like without the big crowds? And I said, well, it's kind of like an orchestra or the band without the instruments, because you don't have the big crowd to play off of.
Yeah, Jill, I mean, it was so strange this year. We had a White Sox no-hitter, and it happened in our ballpark, thankfully, so it wasn't a road game we were doing off a monitor. But watching a no-hitter develop, the people who are really key in a sporting event now are directors, because they're the ones that pick the camera shots. And so we had zoom-in shots on Lucas Giolito, the pitcher, and we had shots of his catcher, James McCann. And I kind of got lost in it by being there. But it is more difficult without an audience, because you just don't have that typical rise and fall. And then sitting at home doing it, it's easy to get lulled into, like, I'm on my couch. And so you have to remember, like, you have to project like you're in a stadium, which can absolutely mess with your mind.
Jason Benetti is our guest. Hey, Jason, speaking of baseball for a moment, and I mentioned this with our other coaches that were on the show tonight with their individual sports, whether it's basketball or baseball, and we just had Gino DeMari on. So our most recent viewing of professional sports, the World Series, were you surprised, not only in the World Series, but in the playoffs, how much emotion the players showed? I thought it was fabulous. It reminded me of guys going back to playing when they were in Little League or Colt League or whatever the case may be.
That is amazing that you just said that, because I had the same feeling from about day two of that second spring training, the summer camp, like they called it. It's remarkable, because I think the guys felt like they had to bring extra energy. And I think when you get on a field, you said it, like Little League, you realize that you're doing it for you and you're doing it for your teammates. And I think there was a lot of that. Like, we have to create our own energy. It's not like they were messing around in their backyard, but they had kind of the emotion of that. I thought that was actually what you just brought up was my favorite part of baseball this year, is that it actually felt like the boys of summer again.
Yeah, I just thought that it was a very good lesson for anybody involved in sports to look at these guys that they played basically for the love of the game, and nobody's in the stadium, and they're high-fiving, or in the Dodgers' case, dislocating shoulders after home runs. But I really thought it added to the drama of the games, and I thought they should be saluted for the way they played. What do you think about, we got a big game inside the ACC, what do you think about the Notre Dame-Clemson game on Saturday night?
Man, Clemson, I went to Syracuse, and I don't say this out of like love for Syracuse. If Clemson treated everybody like anybody but Syracuse, they would never lose in the ACC, I feel like. Because, I mean, they're a buzzsaw, but the way they looked against Syracuse in the first three quarters, they looked absolutely mortal. And I think Notre Dame has some guys, but like they have some skill players that can make this difficult. And obviously, if Trevor Lawrence isn't taking the snaps, I mean, I haven't seen today. I was kind of in the bubble with talking to your coaches and you know, watching election coverage, whether we like that or not. But I haven't seen if Trevor Lawrence's status has changed. But if it's not Trevor Lawrence, I mean, and I don't think it could be based on timing, but we'll see. So like if it's not Trevor Lawrence, obviously that's a negative for Clemson. I think it's actually going to be a really good game. I think Notre Dame's going to play them tight.
I think if Notre Dame, if things were in normal circumstances, based on history, if Notre Dame had a full house, Notre Dame has had a history of upsetting number one ranked teams. I think that would make the game even tighter. I do think it would be a close game, but Clemson, I think, just has too much pride, too much talent, although some of those injuries, I think, have hurt them on defense. So we'll see. Our game coming up on Friday, I think it's going to be a very entertaining game. I hope it's more entertaining for our side.
Yeah, well, let's get a good game, and I will not play favorites, but you know how much I enjoy your work, Joe, and I'm glad we got to chat here. I miss getting to see you, but I'll see you at some point down the line.
All right, Jason, thanks very much for joining us here on our show tonight, and we look forward to talking with you in the future as well. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, that's Jason Benetti from ESPN. And when we come back, we'll hear from University of Miami head coach Manny Diaz. He had a very interesting conversation with our Joe Rose. That is coming up next on the Hurricane Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.